Hey guys, Rob here. This week on Extra, we're doing an AMA. So we got your questions through Slack and Instagram, and we haven't done it in a while. And to make it even more special, we decided, why not invite Derek Guy? So you know him through his writing for Die Workwear and Put This On, among others, and his Twitter account, which is amazing. We'd love to hear his takes on some of the questions you guys had too. What I really love about AMAs is the questions are really just a jumping off point for a conversation, and you just never know where that conversation is going to, you know, lead to. We covered tons of ground, including trucker hats and Y2K fashion, stolen valor, how much of an object or kind of thing in your wardrobe is too many, and also a little bit about Derek, like how he keeps interested in classic menswear, his writing inspiration, and why he thinks women are better writers about menswear than men are. It was a great conversation. I really enjoyed having the chance to take part in it with Jeremy and Derek, and I hope you guys like listening to it. So here you go.
Mr. Derek Guy, you're back on the pod. Welcome to our AMA episode. You know what AMA means?
Thanks again for having me. I think it stands for Ask Me Anything, right?
Right. You're damn right. Here we go.
Yeah. It's a little agrammatical though, I guess.
Right? Yeah, I did have one person that responded to like, because we put a call out on the Boamo Slack. We also put a call out on Instagram, and one of the persons responded and wrote AMA question mark. And I was like, oh, this person doesn't know what AMA means. And I thought like in the screenshot or, you know, in the picture, whatever, it says that like, hey, like answering your questions, blah, blah, blah. And so I was like really polite. You know, because I didn't want to be a jerk. Maybe, I mean, who knows? Because, you know, some people, there's people speak different languages that, you know, don't always get it, whatever. That's totally fine. And I was like, oh, it stands for Ask Me Anything. And then the response was, who is me? I was like, me is Derek. Me is, and I was just like, oh, man. And then he left me on red, or they left me on red. Who knows? So that's what we're dealing with here.
You just like fell apart. Just like very simple questions.
I know. This is it's a tough world. But before we jump in, Derek, how have you been?
Good. You know, hanging in there like everybody else.
Yeah. Yeah. You've been doing any sort of retail therapy or anything?
There were some trunk shows recently. I actually don't think I bought anything. I just had a fitting for a cotton suit. So that's
nice.
Oh, actually, you know what? I bought I bought a trucker hat from Capital because it says Denim Men Loves Cats. And I was like, wow, that's incredible. Like Denim Men then loves cats. Like I have to buy that. I bought the Capital trucker cap, and then I also bought these patched RRL chinos this season. And I know it's like really like supposed to be like, you know, kind of like faux pas to buy like pre-distressed clothes and all that. But I really like the chinos. They're somewhat of like a loose fit. And yeah, it's just patchwork chinos that I really love.
Oh, dang. First of all, I don't think it's a faux pas to buy anything that's like artificially distressed if you like it, especially if you're buying stuff like double RL, because that's like, I mean, it's just no matter what, they are always crushing it. But I do want to jump back real quick. Trucker hat, because
dude, this is the most insane thing I've ever seen. I just dropped
within 30 seconds. You were like, oh yeah, I did have a fitting for a suit, which is awesome. Love to hear it. And then the other thing is also I got a trucker hat. So are you wearing these together?
No, this is my second Capital trucker hat.
What?
I only plan to own one from Capital, and then I mean it said Denim Men Loves Cats, and I was like, I mean, that is perfect. Yeah. I mean, it couldn't be more me. So
I camo background, so by the way.
Yeah, it's on a camo background. I love it. It's so great. There's a brown version and a green version, and the brown version's the one I wanted, but it ran out. So I bought the green version, but now I think the green one's much better. So in case anyone's looking for trucker hats, these are great. And with recognition that obviously, you know, you can get cheaper trucker hats on like Etsy and all that. So, you know, if you are looking for a cheaper option, I know some people are going to be like offended by the price of Capital trucker hats. A bunch of my friends thought it was absurd, but again, it's from Capital. It says Denim Men Loves Cats. And I mean, if it has a cat on it, it's just my personal policy that I'm going to buy it.
Did you know that, like, so obviously Bass Pro Shop hats appear to be like the vibe everywhere, but there are people that sell Bass Pro Shop hats for like 30x on like Amazon and other places. Cause like the Bass Pro Shop trucker hat, you know, they call it the mesh cap, is like $6. Like it is literally like a souvenir thing that you can get if you go to Bass Pro Shop. But if you just have better SEO than Bass Pro Shop, you are making a ton of money. Cause people are like, yeah, 30, 40 bucks. Like I'll do it. Like that's crazy. Like,
I think the cooler one, although it's even more fraudulent, is there's like, I can't remember the name, but there are a bunch of like, basically like fishing shops in, you know, like Jackson Hole, Wyoming or wherever. And I've seen people wear those, but also sort of like if you don't fish and like you didn't actually go to Jackson Hole, Wyoming, there's a little bit of inauthenticity there that made me a little bit uncomfortable with wearing those. But I genuinely like Capital and I love cats. So that's why I bought this one.
No, that's great. That's great.
Yeah, that's legit. Yeah, you totally don't want to be like trying to like the Ashton Kutcher like vibe, like just like you're trying just too hard.
Yeah. Although I have no problem if someone wears it. It's just not something that I would wanted to wear because I neither fish nor have ever been to Wyoming.
Hmm. You are a denim guy that loves cats.
Yeah, I mean, he's a denim guy. Yeah. Yeah. Do you ever have any issues? Because like, I have a recurring like eBay search alert for Champion Reverse Weave made in the USA, like every other goofball. And sometimes there's some really good stuff on there. And some of them are for schools of which I obviously did not attend. And I am curious what your thoughts are on that.
Hmm.
That's some I of never my, have any we're, problem we're jumping into AMAs. Wearing, this is my question.
I never have a problem with anyone wearing anything. So if they want to wear something, I think that's totally fine. I personally would not wear, well, yeah, I got to say, I personally would not wear a sweatshirt of a college that I didn't go to. But, and there have been times where I've seen people wear sweatshirts of colleges that I know they didn't go to. And I think that is a little bit weird, but I have no problem with them wearing it. I don't think it, like, I think it's fine. I'm not like super hung up on authenticity. I think that's kind of like, I don't know. I think it's just like a personal insecurity to be like super hung up on it. But I personally would not wear, just because it's, I don't think it would mean as much to me, I guess.
That's a great answer.
If someone finds a sweatshirt that they love and it just happens to not be the college they go to and they like it, I think that's fine. I just would rather wear one of the college that I went to because it would mean more to me.
Rob, what about you?
You know, I was thinking, the first thing that came to mind is that sometimes you wear a college thing because you're a fan of like that sports team, like Michigan University. There's like a lot of Michigan fans, unfortunately, from outside of Michigan.
You said unfortunately.
Full disclosure, I grew up in Ohio. So, you know, just random stabs at Michigan is just something I'm used to.
All right.
That's a good question. I guess I don't really have, I probably would have had more of a problem with it 20 years ago, but now it's like, who cares really? And especially if it's like,
would you guys wear things with military logos?
Yes.
Hmm.
Well, it depends on the military.
Assuming you have no relation to that arm of the military, like an Army or Air Force kind of logo on a sweatshirt.
So I have some U.S. Navy stuff, of which no family member that I'm aware of in the past like two generations served in. Although I do have a good amount of family members who served in the Marines and the Air Force. And so I'll wear some of that stuff. But I will say that I basically check where I'm going before I put it on. Like I have this old US Marines shirt that says like, if it absolutely must be destroyed overnight, you know, and it says like US Marines, which I think is pretty dope. But depending on, you know, where I'm going, I will kind of double check before I wear that shirt. because one time I did wear it and I had worn it like to the gym and I was going to get like a, I like went by a gas station to like get like a, you know, Gatorade or protein shake or something like that afterwards. And this guy did say, thank you for your service to me. And I didn't know what to say. And yeah, so, because exactly. I, in this, you know, and I was like, oh, and I was so caught off guard. I was like, why the hell would he say that to me? And I'm like, oh, I forgot I'm wearing this shirt. And I, and like, he was already walking away. And then I felt kind of stupid. So then I kind of shouted, was like, oh, my grandpa. And he like turns around. He's like, what? And I was like, thanks, man. So it was just awkward. And that's but amazing. The problem is I love the shirt. I love the shirt. I don't know what to do. That's a real good question, though, because it's cool. I mean, who is it? Like, I think Mark Cho or someone who's like, oh, yeah, like, especially all over Japan, people love like U.S. Army, Navy, all that sort of stuff, and they wear it. And maybe it's like, obviously, like if someone's like, oh, you're in Japan and you're a Japanese person, you're wearing a U.S. Army shirt, more people like get it. But I think as here, as specifically in the Midwest where I currently live, the fact that someone said thank you for your service for that shirt, I was like, shit. Like, and so I barely wear it and I don't know what to do. And I don't want to just like put a post-it note on it and said like family member served. So I don't know what to do.
You know, it's funny.
Because all those, a lot of those Japanese repro brands put American military logos. And I again, don't have a problem with someone else wearing it. I just personally would not wear it because it just feels a little strange.
Makes sense.
Since I live in the U.S.
Yeah.
Huh. You know, it's funny because you remember the Supreme, they did like the Leopard Camo M51, which was like the greatest jacket ever.
Yep.
That came with an American flag on the sleeve, but the camo is like Congolese, or I guess, you know, Zaire. So I actually took mine off with a seam ripper because it just seemed dumb to like put an American flag on like another country's like signature camo.
I didn't even know that there was, I mean, even I sound even more ignorant now. Like, I didn't even know that there was a signature camo of other countries. Like, I'm,
excuse my ignorance. I mean, typically, countries have their own camo. I mean, each camo is kind of associated with the country, but that country may
get like, the fuck out of
make
here.
That stuff available to other countries.
Why would that be? That seems odd.
Why would that be? Well, I mean,
the colors are the same, I assume. It's just the pattern's different?
No. Like, there's like rain camo, which is like a Central European thing.
I just pulled up an article and it says like all the, you know, all the military camouflage patterns around the world for other countries.
Yeah, I have a really cool one, which is like, it's almost like a subliminal like leopard print with rain camo on top of it, which is, I think, the Czech Republic. It was like this crazy thing I got in, what's that, Canal Street surplus store.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
But yeah, like Sweden has like a really blocky M90. So it's a thing. It's kind of a fun rabbit hole to go down. But yeah, so I just felt like, this is a little goofy, so I took it off.
So did you have issue? You had issues with the American flag or you had issues with the camo?
No, the camo is awesome.
Do you wear it?
Oh, yeah, totally. I mean, it's like one of those, I think probably it's now considered to be like somewhat of a, like an old Supreme Grail. It was like, what, 2011 or something like that?
I remember the leopard camo thing. Yeah, I had, I guess it was a jacket because I think I had they had like a shirt one too, like an overshirt style thing.
There was it's M51 that was actually manufactured by Alpha, so it's like just really great jacket. There was a pair of shorts, I think backpack, camp cap, and cut and sewn tee. I think that was it.
Damn,
you're saying there's something, sick. And they brought back the print later after kind of everybody else knocked it off.
So. Yeah, maybe that's the one I have. Maybe I have the one that was like, bring it back for the clowns. And I was like, oh, well, I'll take that. Interesting.
No, it's good stuff.
I didn't even know we would get on the blue collar stolen valor stuff that quick. Right. But I am glad that we jumped in. Hot topics.
Let's see. That one, I want to start off like kind of chill. And that is not a chill one.
Non-chill questions? Delete it.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, this, you know, there's, like, some that's like, okay, like, now we're getting to it, right? I don't know. I mean, this is an interesting one. So it's, when do you look for value versus paying for the highest example of an item? Which, to me, is like...
that's a great question.
Yeah, the rest of the question is, what are categories you'd rather save money or conversely go all out?
DG?
Yeah.
What do you think? The answer to that is outerwear, right? Like, if you have to figure out a way to budget, you know, how you figure out your clothing budget, you're going to make the biggest impact on outerwear. Assuming, if you wear tailored clothing, then it's going to be the jacket or the suit. It's either the sport coat or the suit is where you're going to spend the majority of your money. If you're in casual wear, then certainly I think the outerwear is the biggest piece because, one, it takes up the most kind of real estate on your body, if you will. And two, you can put together like pretty, you can do everything else pretty cheap and then just wear a great jacket and look amazing. You can get fairly cheap sneakers. You can get reasonably affordable jeans. You can just wear like a gray sweatshirt from J. Crew is, you know, not going to be as nice as like something from Buzz Rixon, but aesthetically, they're pretty darn close, you know. Like maybe the J. Crew one doesn't hold up as well, and you sometimes have to like get it to like shrink a little bit more in the dryer or whatever. But you know, it's you put all that together, it's like maybe I don't know, like maybe like $150 for your sweatshirt, jeans, and sneakers, and then for the outerwear you spend however much you can spend. And it's not you. Even with that in mind, you can. Do all of the, you can even do budget outerwear. It's just that as you open up your budget, you get more options. So, you know, you can find thrifted trucker jackets that look amazing for $50 as well. I would say if someone is on a budget, just don't get caught up in the idea that things have to be expensive or that you have to wear tailored clothing. Because tailored clothing is something that you kind of, below a certain price point, it's hard to get something that looks nice. But once you move into casual wear, you could put together a really nice fit for like $150-$200, especially if you're open to thrifting. But if you have to budget, and then also there are certain things that I think are, if you can, it's worth spending a little bit more, like leather shoes. I think it's cliche to say, but I think full grain leather generally looks better than corrected grain. And knitwear is an area where, I think in the long run, you might appreciate that you spent a little bit more. Whereas like wovens, especially with cheaper fibers like cotton, I don't think it matters as much. And to some degree, like I actually don't even like really expensive wovens. I don't like the feel of really luxe cotton. I prefer like really sturdy cottons, which tend to be cheap anyway.
Interesting. Yeah, I think it's tough because there is almost like a barrier of entry when you talk about outerwear in the sense that, I mean, I was talking to someone and we were talking about Loro Piana outerwear, right? Like, and he was like, there's no way, and this guy makes a lot of money. And he's like, there's no way I would ever spend this much on like an Icer or on this. But I was like, dude, you can still get that sort of stuff when you're buying things like, you know, Loro Piana or Cucinelli. Like, you're just going to buy it basically either closeout or like on eBay, right? Like, you know, people will sell old LP on eBay and you can get an Icer for like $1,000, which I know is still a lot of money, but at the same time, you know, at the same time, like it's what, 6,500, excuse me, 6,500 new, you know, for like a heavy cashmere, you know, waterproof thing. And I think like, that's the weird thing where it's like, what are, you know, and you did answer this, but to kind of like, you know, dive a little bit deeper, but like, what are things where you're like, it's not worth it to buy a $350 machine made sport coat that you can't really ever adjust, where it's like, no, don't get it and just save longer and get something that allows, I don't know, more alterations or a better fabric. Do you ever have that issue?
What do you mean? Like below a certain price point, I just don't think it's worth it.
Yeah, in a sense, and you know, like a sport coat is a good example too, where someone will be like, oh, like here's a great sport coat, and you know, they're paying like, oh, it's $300, but you're like, well, it's glued. You can't really adjust it. You can't really let it out. The fabric isn't really worth it. You're better off buying a, you know, $700 or $800 sport coat that allows you to do more alterations and have a little bit more pick to it, but that is double the price versus like a, you know, $300 one just isn't worth it.
I think of that kind of logic as mostly applying to tailored clothing, like a kind of like suit, sport coats, tailored trousers, leather dress mm-hmm. shoes. Whereas I think once you move into casual wear, you could spend pennies and look amazing. I mean, it's just like, then it's just up to your taste and your ability to put together an outfit. But I mean, below $150 for brand new dress shoes, I think you start, I think you'll like the shoes better if you pay.
Want to hear the rest? Listen to the full episode and tons more exclusive episodes on Patreon. You can visit patreon.com/blammo. You also get access to our members-only Slack community, where we chat about clothes, watches, coffee machines. I mean, you name it. It's all there. So visit patreon.com/blammo, and we'll see you there.